The Simon Rage test. Finishing up what you know how to do. There's a rechitza, sicha, nilas asandal. So if an oval has to travel for whatever reason, muta benilas asandal, he can put on shoes. Meaning that's if he has to walk across town, which the same thing applies to Yom Kippur too. For Yasim, Kitsas offer basandal, when he should put a little dirt in his sandals. Anytime you have to take off your sandals, then that's what you should do. All right. Fine. Ches also batasha shamita v'chein b'chibuk v'nishuk. Its relations is also, and so is chibuk v'nishuk. Avashar d'var kurva, but any other closeness, k'gan mzigas akoyes v'tzalas amito akadoyim mutter. There's no harchakas. All right. Bein ba'avelas today, bein ba'avelas today, whether she's a novel or he's a novel. That's an interesting thing. How about can they sleep in the same bed? Right, when they're in avelas, because that's really a harchaka. Seems like they can't. Okay, Simon Reish Yud, Isser Tama Tairo Shelashon. The Isser to learn Torah and to say hello to people. Also, Batama Torah, Mishum Dixit, Bekudi Hashem Yishar, Mesam Chele, because it says the laws of Hashem are Yashar, and they make people happy. Vavol also besimcha, and Vavol can't have simcha. Also betoras uksuvim. Mishnah Talmud halachas vagodas. Al mutalikras be'iyav. You can read iyav uvekinos uvedvarim haroyim shepasefer Yirmiyah, and the bad things that are in sefer Yirmiyah. Uvegamara perik elu megalchin demayr medine menuda vavol, and elu megalchin. Action Moed Cotton. Smachas. That's Mesefta Smachas. That's about all the Tsaras. With the Repaiskim Mutalumat Hilchas Avelis, and they're allowed to learn. With Sifre Paiskim Mutalumat Hilchas Avelis, Begama Devarim Shu Mutalumat, also Laayan, Kushio Teres. You're not allowed to do it Be'ian. You can just learn basics. Phase. Melamed Shu Oval. If you have a Melamed who's an Oval, La'acha Gimu Yamim. He needs to, after the third day, he has to go teach the kids whatever they need. They shouldn't stop learning because the guy is sitting Shiva. The heat that comes out of their mouth is more chashuv than the learning of the elders. V'chein ovel sheyesh like banim ketanim. An ovel who has young kids, lo yispatel milimudim, he shouldn't be mevatel them from learning. She'enam chayavim bavelus. The kids are not mechuyev to have bavelus. Meaning kids who lost a parent or whatever it is, a sitting shiva, they could learn and they should learn. Gimel, afilo aval hu kayin, ve'em beis haknesses kayin acher, also lo lalas the Torah. Even if he's the only kayin, he cannot get an aliyah. Dal b'tfilase kol shiva lo yamer pita maketayres, he should not say pita maketayres. Kam lo yamer seda mamadas, he shouldn't say
Even
the
at a
mamad.
cloth?
Even without a klaf,
Even
yes.
with
Right, because it's because this is really considered like learning Torah. He shouldn't say that. Because an oval doesn't give karbonos. He shouldn't say he nekel Yeshua si. Ella yaschil min abrachas. He just starts by a priya gofen, but somebody else could be mitzim if they want. All right. Fine. Hey, Oval Tosh Shiva ain't lo l'spal lifnei ha'teva. An Oval should not daven in for the Amud. Okay, you hear that? He's not supposed to daven for the Amud. Ela im ain't shom acher mi she yispal, unless there's nobody else to daven. All right. Ach im hu Oval al Oval v'imai noyegin shem yispal in lifnei ha'teva. If he's an Oval for the mother and the father, that's the minig. Even if there's somebody else there. Right, so the
Talking about
same thing.
on a weekday or Shabbos? The
No,
Shabbos.
it's on my weekday.
On a weekday. So even with Aval and
An
this
oval for parents is really not supposed to daven for omer either. He says the minhag became that we that he does.
As the minute became that he does, but before then he's saying that
Yes.
you shouldn't.
Correct. On Shabbos, he's not to daven the whole year for the omer, unless there's nobody else. And if his derech is to daven in front of the teva gam koydim shenasa oval, even before he became an oval, yeshata b'chol inyan, then he could be mat, then it's mutter b'chol inyan. Meaning if he's regular Shabbos chazan, then he's allowed to. Fine. Vav shela shalom ketzad. What does it mean that he's not allowed to ask for peace? And he can't greet people. The first 3 days he doesn't ask how anybody's doing. Let's say others who don't know that he's an oval ask him how he's doing. La yeshiva him shalom. Shouldn't answer him shalom. Ela yoidim shu oval. Ela yoidim shu lo yoval. He has to let them know that he's an oval. Ula achra gimel ad zayin en neshoyal. After 3 days until 7 days, he doesn't ask. Ve macherim shalo yadu shalom b'shalom. And if others ask how he's doing because they don't know that he's an oval, may shalom he answers. Mizayin ad lamed. From Shiva till Shloshim, who shall b'shalom achirim? He could ask how others are doing. Shere achirim shirim b'shalom, because they are in peace. And achirim shirim b'shalom, others shouldn't ask him how he's doing. Sherehu ener shari b'shalom, because he's not b'shalom. Vim lo yado b'shalom, but if they don't know and they ask him, may shivlem, he could answer. Lacha lamed arehu kishar kol odom, after lamed, he's like anybody else. Since he's also in Shaila Shalom, he's also to laugh and to do that Latsanas. He shouldn't hold a baby, said he shouldn't come to any sort of Shchoik. Right? He shouldn't be hanging out and schmoozing with Prius. But if he's doing it for the public, like many people come to be Menachem him, he could say, go in peace to L'chvoid Rabim Shari, for the public that is Mutter. Right. Fine. If it's a minig to say Shalom to the Avelim on Shabbos, then you do that. And an oval can give shalom to everybody on Shabbos, because it's something in public. We don't have avelos in public. It's mutter to say the brach of shechiyanu even during Shiva when it's necessary. Like on Chanukah and for a pri chadash, but they say that he shouldn't be the chazan for the first night to say the Shechiyonu for for the tzibur. That you shouldn't do. Okay, we will stop with that.